It's that time. Turkey Talk time. The Butterball Turkey Talk line fields thousands of calls at this time of year. Lucky for us, we got through. We got turkey expert Bill Nolan. He's joining us now live to share all the great tips and memorable tales from the Butterball Turkey Talk line. Welcome to the Roadhouse, Bill Nolan.
Thank you. Happy to be here. How are you folks doing tonight?
Oh, we're so excited, Bill. We just love it. We love Thanksgiving, and we love turkey, and we love the Turkey Talk line. So we're so excited. Thanks for making time for us here in the Roadhouse. This is an annual tradition for us. I don't know if you know this or not, but we phone you guys every year.
And, well, we appreciate that because we love to talk to people. We love to talk to their listeners through you folks. So thanks for including us on your schedule.
That's right, Bill. Welcome to the Roadhouse. We're up in northeastern Minnesota on the great shores of Lake Superior. You ever been this far up north?
I have indeed been that far up north, and it's wonderful country up there. The winters are a little bit too long for me. We're not too far off from you guys. We're in suburban Chicago, but the winters are bad enough here for us. But it's beautiful country up there. It's just gorgeous.
Oh, that's great. This is great, Bill. You can picture it now. So we are getting ready for the big day. Of course, less than a week away. But let's say a week from now, this will all be over, right? Do you go on vacation on Black Friday?
No, I think I sleep in. I will sleep in on Friday, but it's an exciting time for us because, you know, we look forward to it even, all of us folks here. I mean, there's about 50 of us that are on the talk line, and, you know, a lot of us have been working together for anywhere from a couple years together up to, you know, the talk line's been in existence for 39 years, believe it or not. So we've had some people that have been here actually from the beginning. So it's incredible. There's not a lot of turnover.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that, Bill, the beginning and the start of this all. Let's take us all back now. Let's have that trip back in time to the inception of the Butterball Turkey Talk Line, because this is one of those fun stories. If you could just tell us, how did the talk line get started?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was 1981, and, you know, I look back on that time, and I didn't hear about the talk line until a little bit later when it started to gain popularity. But, you know, when it started out, it was about six ladies that were home economists, and they got together, and they decided to take calls. And, of course, this was back in 81, so they weren't sitting in front of a computer terminal. They weren't sitting in front of a screen. They had big three-ring binders, and they would look up the information that they needed and, you know, handled the calls coming in. And, of course, back then it was all phone calls. But now, you know, as you're probably aware, folks can get in touch with us. They can call us. You know, we're here through Thanksgiving, all through the weekend. We're actually here through Christmas Eve, but we'll be here through Thanksgiving, and then we'll be taking the weekend after that off. But they can text us if they want to. We added texting a few years back, and that's a great way for people that like to communicate by texting and maybe too busy to jump on a call. The phone number, by the way, 1-800-BUTTERBALL or 1-800-288-8372. They could text us at 844-877-3456. They can live chat us through our website, which is butterball.com, and they can also email us through the website, which is butterball.com, and they can, if you have an Alexa device, the personal assistants, the Alexa devices, we have the Butterball skill on there. So if you or your listeners have that, they can enable the Butterball skill on Alexa, and they can go ahead and use Alexa to ask us a question. So, you know, there's just no way they can't. So we've come a long way in that 39 years, you know, to not only just the different ways to get in touch with us, but now, of course, we're all sitting in front of computer terminals. We have digital resources in front of us. The customer asks us any question they want, from cooking a turkey's traditional way to maybe spatchcocking it, which, of course, is, you know, basically butterflying a turkey, laying it out. They want to smoke a turkey. They want to deep fry a turkey. You know, any questions that they have, turkey-related, we can answer for them.
Oh, that's right, Bill. It's been Butterball all along since 81. And the keeping up with tech, that's kind of something I'm intrigued now. You do all of it. You do the emails and the texts and the chat and the Alexa. Has that had a kind of a bottom-line impact on the volume where, let me just like frame this up, we're in this age of Google or Alexa, you just ask them anything. So are they... is that taking business from you guys? Because, you know, you maybe Google how to do a turkey versus calling up the Turkey Talk line.
Yeah, you know, you'd think that it would, but we had this conversation recently here. A lot of people like that human contact. You know, they like the contact of either talking to people on the phone or even the human contact of having somebody text them back or email them back. We haven't seen really a decline in our contacts. And we measure contacts by not just the phone calls we get, but by the texts we get, the live chats we get. And we handle over 100,000 every year. And so it's a lot of people to talk to. And we get questions, you know, ranging from people that might have been cooking turkeys for 30 years, but they just want to reassure themselves that, you know, hey, am I doing it right? I'm going to ask again. And we're happy to answer those questions and help folks out.
Oh, that's good to know that, you know, when the big bird is on the line and dinner is on, you got to have that human element, that trust in mankind, and the Butterball Turkey Line is there for us. And we're speaking with Bill Nolan of the Butterball Turkey Line, a gentleman call center worker. And let's get into the gender progress here, because I think it's a new initiative now to have some fellows on the line.
Yeah, you know what? It's relatively new. You know, basically, they introduced men to the line back in 2013. So that was only 6 years ago. And, you know, it's interesting, and it's for your listeners and for you as well. And you may know this because you guys are regular callers, and we appreciate you always reaching out to us and talking to us, and you're with your listeners. But we, everybody that works here is an expert in food in one way or the other. You know, we don't just take people that are looking for a job to talk to people on the phone. We have professional chefs that work here. I'm a professional chef. That's my gig. That's what I do. So I was a perfect fit for it, and I'm also an educator. So I teach people to cook, but I also cook. So we have some folks that are chefs. We have currently the majority of our workforce here are female, but we're making headway. The guys are making headway. You know, we got a couple guys that another friend of mine that works here is a chef of mine, or chef that I was actually a student of mine when I taught cooking, professional cooking at a community college down here about 20 years ago. So, you know, we're getting more men, but we're getting a variety of people, everything from chefs to dietitians to food stylists to educators, people that teach home economics at the high school level, culinary arts at the college level. So it's a really good mix of talent that we have here.
Well, you know, Bill, you sound great. You're certainly qualified. I trust you. I'd take your advice. But have you ever had that moment of let's call it discrimination, where somebody wants to talk to a lady, someone needs to talk to grandma on this, and have they asked for a female?
You know what? I haven't had it happen to me yet.
Oh,
no,
good.
I haven't.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I haven't had it happen. It's a good question, but I will get surprised sometimes, especially with the radio interviews. You know, I've only been on board here for 3 years, so I'm a relatively new guy, but I started doing, we divide the workforce up here. We have people that do the phone calls, do the emails, but they also do media work where, you know, we're trying to, you know, talk to the media and talk to people with interviews and things like that. I started doing that last year, but I haven't had anybody ask yet. I have had people surprised to say, oh, my gosh, we got a guy on the line today. Mm-hmm. That's unusual.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you know, it's a little bit of a shock for some people. So I'm just happy to do it. I think it's a blast.
We are speaking with Bill Nolan from the Butterball Turkey Talk Line institution around here, 39 years in the making since 1981, and now totally modern with Butterball.com, online at www.butterball.com. The 800 number here is 800-288-8372. I don't have that text number, though. What's that, Bill, for texting?
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Text number, they can reach us at 844-877-3456.
That's right. Text and not driving, though. And, of course, you wouldn't be driving and making a turkey, so it's safe to text when you're...
Exactly. That's right. It's safe to text when you're in the kitchen, but just don't get behind the wheel.
Oh, and it's the same goes for making a turkey. You just can't make a turkey and drive either.
A little hard to do. You bet.
Oh, Bill, we're loving it. Let's get into some fun ones now. What's, I don't know, most memorable call of the week besides us?
Besides you guys, well, boy, that's hard to beat. Let's see, probably the most memorable, I would say, rather than the week, I would like to just say my most memorable call.
Oh, yeah.
And,
we love
and a lot of people, and this is one that I always bring up as my most memorable call, because a lot of people will say, what was your funniest call? You know, what's the funniest thing that ever happened? And we've got funny calls, you know, I mean, they're out there. But, I mean, I like to talk about the most memorable, which was 3 years ago, my first year working here, and it was the night before Thanksgiving. I was working here Wednesday night, and I had a gentleman call up, and he wanted me to walk him through the whole process. From, you know, he got his turkey, it was fresh, it was ready to go, but he didn't know how to roast it, he didn't know what to do with it. And so I said, yeah, I'm happy to walk you through. He's an older gentleman, and he shared with me that he lost his wife the last 6 months or so. And that she always made the turkey, and he was, my gosh, you know, he was bound and determined he was going to do it this year for his kids and his grandkids. And I tell you, I got choked up. You know, I just said, boy, I mean, this is special. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you can help this guy do this. So I walked him through it. You know, we spent a lot of time on the phone, and I said, and, you know, peace of mind, tomorrow when you're doing this and you've got any questions, you're doubting anything or, you know, whatever, give us a call back, and we'll pick up the conversation again. So, you know, to me, that was impactful. I mean, we get the people that are calling, and, you know, and you can relate to this. I mean, being in a cold state like we are in Illinois, you know, some people will say, well, you know, I don't have room in my refrigerator to thaw my turkey or even store my turkey, so I'm just going to put it outside in the snowbank. You know, and we've had people do that, a couple funny calls, you know, where they put it outside and overnight there might be a snowstorm and they come out and they can't find it the next day. You know, the turkey's out there somewhere buried.
Oh, no.
Or, you know, which is, you know, they found it eventually, but it kind of slowed things down. Or they might get some wildlife into it, you know,
yes.
Tear it up. So, you know, then it's like, yeah, then it's time to probably try to find another turkey or maybe find a restaurant that's open, because
that's right.
I'm not going to be safe for consumption at that point.
That's right. That's right. So we better get to it, Bill. We don't have all night, but with the sort of tips here, we better get to the do's and don'ts, if you will. Are there some top tips you can provide us?
Sure. Sure. The top things I always advise, whether it's a radio interview or a television interview or talking to a customer on the phone, is to be prepared, just like the Boy Scouts. So make sure that your turkey is thawed, okay? Make sure that it's thawed before Thanksgiving Day. So we always recommend taking your turkey and getting it into the refrigerator. If you have a frozen turkey, which most of our turkeys are purchased frozen, put it in the refrigerator a week ahead of time. So the Thursday before Thanksgiving, Friday before Thanksgiving, like today is,
tonight.
Get it in the refrigerator and get it thawed. Yep. After it thaws, you have a full 4 days to use it. So make sure that your turkey is thawed in plenty of time. Tip number two, make sure that you have a reliable meat thermometer. You know, for food safety, you need to make sure that you cook that turkey to 170 degrees in the breast and 180 degrees in the thigh. So make sure that your food thermometer, you don't want to get into the situation where it's Thursday at noon and you're calling up and saying, I just pulled out my food thermometer and I don't think it's working, or I can't find it, or the kids took it, or they tried a science experiment or whatever. Make sure that you have it and it's ready to go. Make sure that you're familiar with how you're going to cook your turkey. Are you going to use an open pan method, which is what we recommend, 325 degrees, depending on the size of the turkey. You know, it's going to take anywhere from 3 hours to 5 hours, whether you stuff it, unstuff it. Know all of those things going in, because that way, when it comes to the day, Thanksgiving is here, you're going to have a stress-free meal rather than having to, you know, scramble for a meat thermometer, not sure how long you're going to cook it for. Build in plenty of time. And I even tell people, and I do this, and I've been cooking professionally for 25 years, I write down everything on a list, on a piece of paper, and I have a checkoff list. Did I get this? Did I get this? Did I get this? Make sure that you have everything that you need to get done, and you'll be successful.
Be prepared. I love it. I love it. We're at the Roadhouse on the Shore. Dave Tirsig here talking with Bill Nolan, one of the experts on the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. And we're talking turkey. It's less than a week away. We just learned the key to this is being prepared and making sure things are thawed out accordingly. The meat thermometer, priceless. And here's the fun one. What if you undercooked it? Now, what happens when you got the not quite cooked in the middle syndrome? What do you recommend?
Well, you know, there's a couple of different things you can do. If it's you know, you want, if you're, if you check your temperatures, and if it's still, you know, like say at 150, 100, 140, 150 degrees, you have to leave it in. You've got to get it up for food safety. Now, what you can do is put some foil over in a tent over the top of the turkey so it doesn't get too overdone at the top, because, you know, the part that's going to be undercooked is going to be deeper down into the turkey. You know, it's a pretty large, you know, turkey that you have, whether it's even 10 pounds. It's a massive meat there. So, you know, you can tent the top from letting the, you know, keeping the top from being overdone and drying out, but you've got to hit those temperatures. You know, some people have gone as far as to say, well, you know, they'll take it out of the oven and then remove the leg quarters, you know, with a knife, and then put it back in, put the leg quarters back in and leave the breast out because that's done. You can do that, but I only recommend people doing that as if they're very experienced. You can burn yourself very easily, you know, handling a hot turkey like that. But people do that. But if you're either a professional chef or a very, very experienced cook around the kitchen, if you're not that, I wouldn't really try that. But you got to hit those temperatures. It's very crucial.
Yeah, don't be so desperate. Don't be so anxious. Although that does seem to be the theme at some of the turkey parties I've been to where there's this eternal wait, and it's, is it done yet? Is it done yet? Is there, you know, that again, you just got to back up in the day, maybe start things a little earlier. What's the average cook time on these?
Yeah, exactly. You got to start things a little earlier. And keep in mind, this is a, here's a great tip for your listeners. You know, a turkey, once it's done cooking, let's say you've got the turkey in the oven, it's done cooking. You can let it sit outside the oven for up to 2 hours, and it's going to remain hot.
Yep.
So, you know, you're going to want any turkey to rest for about 30 minutes before you slice it, because those juices are going to reabsorb. It's going to better. It's going to have a better eating quality. It's going to slice a lot easier, but you know, you can have it out for 2 hours if you wrap it with foil. I always tell people, if you want to eat at 2 o'clock, make sure that your turkey is going to be coming out of that oven, I would say by one, you know, even 12:30. I've gone as long as 2 hours before at home, and just to test it. And it, you cut that thing open when it's, you know, 2 hours, and it's still piping hot if you wrap it up. You know, and just to give you an idea on times, you talked about cook times. A 10-pound turkey, which is on the very small side, if it is unstuffed, is going to take about 3 to 3.5 hours at 325 degrees. A 26-pound turkey, which is one of our heavier turkeys, unstuffed, is going to take about 4.5 to 5 hours, cooked at 325 degrees. So, you know, build those. I tell people to build a time frame, and I've even worked with customers before on the phone. Say, okay, what time? Let's build it out from the dinner time. Dinner's at 4, and you're looking at an 18-pound turkey. That's going to take between 3.5 and 4 hours. So you know that you want to get it into the oven no later than noon, and you want to, you know, build in that extra time so that, you know, it can sit for that hour and a half, and you won't have a problem with any safety or food quality.
And you'll have a chance to pass the cheese log around.
Yeah, you can always...
appetizers, you know, olives and pickled herring, I think we're into that
exactly.
Nowadays.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Keep
exactly. You know, there's always, yeah, they, you know, you can always have some, you're there to visit with people. You know, have the cheese tray, have some appetizers. You know, you can kill the time. But, you know, don't rush it, and there's no need to be on a strict schedule. So, you know, build in the extra time. You won't regret that you did. We even have a lot of people that even cook it a day ahead. You know, some people will do that. And you can do that safely as long as you cook it a day ahead and carve it, refrigerate the sliced meat, and then reheat it the next day.
Oh, you're talking about leftovers, Bill. That's my final question. Now, the real reason for some to do this is the fabulous leftovers.
Leftovers are fantastic.
There was a period of time I would go out for Thanksgiving, but I missed the leftovers. And then I heard you can't keep them in the fridge for too long. What's the shelf life on leftovers?
Yeah, we go 3 days. You know, anything over 3 days, you want to go ahead and freeze it. So, you know, it's a good idea to keep close to that. You know, it's a food safety issue. You don't want to get anybody sick. I tell people, if you have the leftovers and for some reason you didn't eat them all in 3 days, at my house, they're going to be gone. But if you still have leftovers after 3 days, You could pack them up into small packages, wrap them up. If you have one of those vacuum sealers, they work great. Put them in small packages and then freeze them individually, you know, maybe 5-6 slices of turkey, whatever. That way you take out a little bit at a time. Don't freeze a pound at a time unless you're going to use a pound at a time when you're thawed out.
That's it. We're done. We've done it, Bill. We've managed to get through Thanksgiving almost.
Almost. All we have to do now is eat.
Well, you have just been wonderful, sir. You have just the perfect voice for your job at the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. You just have a confidence and an enthusiasm, and I just thank you so much for this call.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate those kind words.
And how about one last time with the numbers, Bill?
Sure, you bet. You know, again, they can reach us a variety of different ways. 1-800-BUTTERBALL, that's the backbone of our Turkey Talk Line, which is 1-800-288-8372. They can text us. 844-877-3456. They go to our website at butterball.com, and they can live chat us. They can also email us through the website. And then finally, the Alexa devices with the Butterball skill. They just say, Alexa, ask Butterball. It's not a live connection to one of our experts, but we do have our frequently asked questions that are stored on there, and you can ask questions that way and get your questions answered for you.
Thank you so much. Bill Nolan, have a wonderful Thanksgiving and happy holidays to come.
Thanks, David. Thanks for having me on, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners.
Take care.
Take care.